Next up on Ask Me Another, we have our two new contestants, Scott Schwartz and Julianne Smolensky. Julianne, I want to talk to you about this. You're a little famous.
Oh, thank you.
People in the audience know? Can you?
Those are my friends. They don't count at all.
Oh, do you know what I'm actually talking about when I just say that to you?
Yeah, I think I do. In the NPR world.
Yes.
Yeah. I had a little bit of a beef with Will Shorts over a crossword puzzle.
Who is the New York Times?
New York Times crossword puzzle editor over a clue about some hip hop slang? The word was illin, and I disagreed with his definition of it. But yeah, so.
And what happened in the end?
One of the Beastie Boys went on the Colbert Report and sided with me, so I think I win.
I think when you have a Beastie Boy on your side,
that's
a clear win. All right, fantastic. And Scott Schwartz, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Or is it possible that through my research I found out that you were once on a reality dating show named Cupid?
We don't speak of such things anymore. Such topics are verboten.
How'd it go?
Not so good.
No?
Well, me personally, I was eliminated fairly early on, but it wasn't that big a deal because in New York, nobody saw it because it got pushed at 2 in the morning because of Yankee games, so thank heavens for small favors.
What were the other contestants like? Were they cool people? Did you?
They actually were.
Oh, that's cool.
And in fact, it was a disappointment because there was no drama to be had, and we all didn't particularly like the girl on the show. So the winners were really the losers on that show.
All the guys got along. They're like, do you guys just want to hang out?
As soon as we got off, we'd all be like, whew, dodged a bullet.
Okay, well, you're going to fit in around here. This is a great game that we're calling Small Screen Test. You're intrigued. Here's how it works. So I'm going to give you titles of various episodes of a television show, and you have to name what the show is. For example, if I gave the titles, Art, Ricky Loses His Temper, Ethel's Birthday, The Ricardos Change Apartments, you would say?
Oh, Lucy. I would say, I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy is correct. Exactly. So, contestants, as soon as you know the answer, buzz in, because this is a game about who can hit the bell first. And, of course, you only get one guess per clue. So if you get it wrong, your opponent has the chance to hear another clue and then get it right. And, of course, the contestant that has the most answers correct moves on to our final Ask Me One More round at the end of the show. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent. Okay, here we go. Moaning Lisa.
I think that was Julianne.
The Simpsons.
Correct.
The Simpsons, correct, yes. Showmance. Acafellas. Sectionals.
Glee.
That is right, Scott. That is Glee.
Please don't tell anyone that I knew that.
No problem. It's just on national radio. Here's your next clue. Who are you? Viva Las Vegas. What's eating Gilbert Grissom?
Scott. CSI.
CSI is correct. Digger's Daughter. Things ain't going too good at South Fork. Scott.
Dallas.
Dallas is correct. Fist pump, push-ups, chapstick. Whoa, that was quick fire.
I think it was Julianne.
Right? Julianne?
Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore. Now we know what you watch. Zen or the Skill to Catch a Killer. Drive with a Dead Girl. Cooper's Dreams? Julianne?
Twin Peaks?
Twin Peaks is correct. All right.
Ophira, we're all tied up.
We're all tied up?
Yep.
Uh-oh. Ooh, okay. This is the final question. It's kind of like a tiebreaker. I know, you look tense. Hands are poised.
A little bit.
You're looking good, people, both of you. Here you go. They shoot single people, don't they?
Sex in the City. So sorry.
Julia, oh, you're sorry.
I'm just pleased that I didn't know the
answer to
that one.
I know, Scott's actually like, I'm cool with that. I'm totally cool with that. Scott wins pride. And Julianne wins this round. She'll be moving on to our final Ask Me One More at the end of the show. Thank you guys so much.